Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles Unified School District downplayed the severity of last month's cyber attack and subsequent data leak of district information during a Monday news conference. The attack and system outage on LAUSD was first reported on September 5th. The crime syndicate, which stole an undisclosed amount of personal and private information, released the data online. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
By and large, restricted to a time period between 2013 and 2016, without any, so far based on what we've seen, critical health information or social security numbers for students. On the facility side, again, no evidence of current employee information based on our analysis.
The man accused of fatally driving over six Christmas parade goers during the Waukesha parade in Wisconsin last year was tossed from court multiple times for a series of strange outbursts on Monday. 40-year-old Daryl Brooks disrupted proceedings ahead of jury selection, forcing the judge to take numerous breaks and to eventually instruct him to participate from another room. Brooks, who is representing himself, is intentionally disrespecting Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, arguing that he did not recognize her as a judge or the state of Wisconsin. North Carolina leadership is pushing the value of flood insurance.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says he would encourage every homeowner in his state to buy flood insurance.
We are pushing and encouraging people to buy flood insurance. We know that particularly in these areas that are hit time and again, that we got to be more resilient.
This was during an interview on NBC News. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
U.S. stock futures rose, putting a start to the last quarter of the year. A falling dollar and government bond yields also offered investors some relief. In morning trading in London, S&P 500 was up 1.1%, while futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 1%. North Korea on Tuesday fired a ballistic missile over Japan for the first time in 5 years. The nuclear-capable weapon that could reach the United States territory of Guam and possibly beyond, was condemned as dangerous and reckless by Western nations. President Trump is putting the offense out on the field. Kenneth Burns reports from New York.
On the same day he filed a lawsuit against CNN, former President Trump says more legal action is on the way against other media outlets and the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection at the Capitol. Trump didn't say which outlets he would sue, but he accused them of spreading disinformation about the 2020 election, which he lost. The 1-6 committee is one of his targets for not investigating his claims of electoral fraud, adding the committee refused to acknowledge that he authorized thousands of troops that day to ensure safety. There's no evidence that Trump did so. Also, lawsuits he filed alleging electoral fraud were either dropped or dismissed, some by judges he appointed.
The winner or winners of the Nobel Prize in Physics will be announced Tuesday at the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences in Stockholm. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the infamous, yes, I mean infamous, capital I, bold type, as big as you can get, Dr. George Barna joining us now. As always, we appreciate his time. Hey, George, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Good to be with you.
Well, George, of course, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, and he's asking the questions and getting the answers, especially in this season, this political season, as we head into the midterm election. The question is, what do Americans desire in leaders and government this election season, huh, George?
Yeah, and I think what we're discovering is that it's rather different than the narrative that we've been fed for quite a while by particularly the mainstream media, which has suggested that Americans are hopelessly divided, that really there's no way to unite, so we're all just going to have to roll over and play dead while the elites help us move forward. And what we're discovering is that that's not at all what the American people believe. It's not what they want. And there is a lot more hope than we've been meant to think.
Well, you know, I'm glad you found this out, because I had sensed that was the situation just in the circles I travel and talking with people. I still can't find the 40% that they say supports this current administration. I keep looking for them and asking them questions, and I'm not getting any answers. I'm thinking, where are they? Are these just all a bunch of bots that, you know, that Facebook and Twitter have been able to manufacture, or what? And so this is refreshing, but it also at the same time, George, is like, are we being set up here to when the outcome isn't as they predicted or they've demanded, are we going to have another, you know, crazy couple of years of contending with these purveyors of the resistance like Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party?
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this, Bill, and it seems to me that there are four times when we experience significant change. Typically, change is incremental. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're not experiencing incremental change. We're experiencing radical change.
Right.
When does that happen? Well, if it's not incrementalism, then there's got to be a major philosophical shift that takes place. I don't see that in the opinions of the American people. There can be a power grab by an elite group. I do see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Or there could be so much pain that people are suffering enough, they're saying, that's it, I've got nothing to lose. I've got to stand up for what I really believe, what I really desire, what I really think is right. And I think we're at the conjunction now of those last two change approaches, where mm-hmm. you've got the elites who are saying, we're going to keep grabbing power until somebody stops us. And
right.
now you've got people who are suffering because of that, saying, you know what, now's the time to stop them. I'm going to be part of the solution. I'm going to continue to be part of the problem.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that's a great description of what I see happening as well. And you and I talked about this the last time, George, and that is that, you know, sometimes people have to fall off the roof to realize sooner or later that, you know, gravity still exists, right?
It's true. And I think right now gravity is winning the battle. I mean, we're going downhill so quickly, and it's time for people to say, well, wait a minute, we know the antidote to that. You know, we can look at the values that we have in common and the desires that we share in terms of what we believe government is supposed to be, what our responsibility is as individuals, and we can right this sinking ship, but we got to do it quickly.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is there's empirical evidence, historical evidence there, that when we the people come together, we're quite the force. I mean, hey, consider, for example, this great American idea. How did it begin with? Did it begin because, you know, the likes of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris were there?
No. And you know, if you go back to the Constitution, which is always a great place to start, I think, when you're trying to rethink our government. It's by the people, for the people. That's what government is. And the people that we elect have kind of redefined what it means to be a political leader, where it means, okay, now I'm going behind the curtain and I'm going to pad my retirement. I'm going to do all kinds of other things that are in my best interest at your expense, public.
Exactly.
But when you read the Constitution, it's completely the opposite, which is we elect you to serve us. We're giving you the privilege of taking care of this great republic that we have. We're trusting you. We're giving you responsibility. You've made a commitment to us that that's what you're going to do. The problem is when you have rules that you don't enforce, then people start to take advantage of those who made the rules and for whom the rules are for. So this is one of those periods where we've got to figure out, okay, are we serious about keeping this republic healthy and going?
Exactly. No, that's exactly. That's where the rubber meets the road, as you say, a government of, for, by, we the people, and that really, by definition, commands a servant leadership. This is what was so dynamic and so effective with our early leaders like Washington, you know, and Madison and those that had put together, I mean, had to really design this idea. I mean, it's one thing to have an idea, but now what does it look like, right?
Yeah. And, you know, when you talk about servant leadership, understand that idea comes directly from the scriptures.
Yes.
And so the Bible talks about Jesus himself modeling for us what servant leadership looks like. And so he was training the 12 guys around him to have that same mindset of you're not to go around and say, yeah, I'll heal you, how much are you going to pay me? But they would go there and they would give because it was given to them freely. And
exactly.
So having that servant leadership model is the direct antithesis of what the Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Obama, Kamala are trying to foist upon America, which is the Marxist idea of, no, those who can wield the greatest power are the ones who will make everybody else their slaves. That's not what America is about, and the people have to prove that they still believe that.
You know, George, the thought came up this week in talking with someone else is that what has happened is this is the fruit of the poisonous tree. The poisonous tree is rendering bad fruit. And this is what we're living with. But if we don't see it as the tree being poisonous, that it is an evil tree that needs to be uprooted. I mean, there's no redemption in this this evil tree, is there? I mean, it is, you know, from the very beginning, the seeds of it are without God. And this is what the left has done and why there is such a fight to make sure that God is extricated, you know, from the marketplace of discussion, you know, from the public square.
Yeah, and, you know, it kind of brings me back, Bill, to Matthew 16. The very first three verses of that chapter, Jesus is upbraiding those whom he's teaching for saying, you evil generation, you think you can predict the weather, but you're living in the midst of a society and you can't even see what's going on around you, and predicting, knowing where that's going to wind up. Wake up. Get on top of this. You have the ability to direct where things are going. You have the power of the Holy Spirit behind you. You have the wisdom of God to guide you. So do what's right. Don't be a victim to those who want to control you.
Got to go to break. Got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We're fresh and independent Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And George Barna is with us right now. We're talking about his latest survey just in time for the midterm elections and the things that Americans are valuing. Quite interesting
which most people maybe instinctively have found out just in their own little circles of survey, that realize that we have more in common than not. And all this fussing and fighting and everything has been generated by those elites that want to protect their own interests, George Barna.
Well, it's true. I mean, what our research is showing is that there's actually a super majority, which you don't encounter that often, except in the Socialist Republic of California, people basically are saying, you know what, we want leaders who are honest and courageous and hardworking, who believe that success is serving the best interest of the nation, who believe that being elected means that I'm there to serve the people, who are going to demonstrate integrity, not just talk about it, who are going to identify what they believe in terms of their morals and values. And that will give voters the opportunity to really know, yeah, who's with us, who's against us, who's part of our tribe, who isn't, and therefore to be able to continue to contribute value to the lives of each other. Found that the 3 out of 4 Americans are saying these things. Found that they're saying they want leaders who are generous and compassionate, who want to advance the common good. I mean, the list of things goes on. People can read it. But, you know, it was very encouraging to me that what I've been led to believe by so much of what I hear on television, on radio, and online news is actually not the case, at least according to what the people themselves believe.
I think maybe we've struggled enough with all this infighting that people are going back to first principles and realizing there's value in civility. We don't need to have people at each other's throats. We don't need to hear people calling somebody else a liar or a communist or a fascist and that sort of thing. I mean, your Americans Value study is indicating that the leaders Americans are looking for, that they will model kindness and understanding, even with those with whom they disagree, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They said they want people to serve them who are forward-thinking, people who have strong, demonstrable character, and they named a lot of those traits. You've identified a few of them, kindness, compassion, etc. They want the kind of leaders who have a track record of not just talking about what they're doing, but who are demonstrating that those really are their core values, and they can't govern any other way than to pursue those kind of values, and that those values reflect the same values as the voting population. I mean, this is a big deal, because what they're saying is they want a government that will protect and expand individual freedom, a government that will promote stability rather than radical transformative change, a government that respects and will take care of our families and give us the authority to make the decisions about our families. This is a big deal. Because this is much of what we've been hearing about in so much of the campaign work.
Well, it's almost like the left was able to extend, you know, their animus in the public square because of the cabal with, you know, social media, mainstream media, the propaganda, as you say, that's out there. And, you know, the people are seeing this as radical change, which is interesting. I mean, well, we haven't seen this quite so clearly demonstrated as, you know, when Barack Obama, you know, the midterms with Barack Obama, when he lost something like 60 seats, remember, in the midterms? So I'm wondering if this is not a portend of things to come for this midterm election.
Well, here's the difficulty, the challenge to us, Bill, is that we've got Americans believing these things, wanting these things, and yet when it comes time to vote, they don't do their homework. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is more than 80% of incumbents wind up getting reelected, even though often they violate all these things that Americans are looking for. So, you know, the left is very good at redefining language and terms. Mm. They manipulate emotions extremely well. And I'll tell you, as a statistical guy, I've never seen an administration that lies so well with statistics.
Yes.
So the American people are going to have to wake up and dig deeper than they usually do to find out what are the real facts, who are the people that really are on our side, and make some tough choices about who they want to vote for and who's going to really serve us rather than wait for us to take care of that.
Yeah, the conflict I see, George, is that it's the comfortable and, you know, versus the uncomfortable. even the painful. I mean, this is why sometimes people will remain in marriages or relationships that are degrading, that are not wholesome. It's just who they're familiar with. And sometimes, you know, that gets in the way. And until the pain is so definitive and you can't deal with this any longer. And I guess maybe, you know, as you pointed out earlier, this is what the political process these days, the left has done to us. It's, you know, these are common sense issues. Like you said, you know, it's the economy, stupid, that James Carville talked about, you know, open borders, what's been going on here with open borders, the cost of gasoline, you know, our energy independence that's been thrown out the window. And then on top of that, you have a degradation of civility, like you said. And it's interesting, as you point out some of these things, I mean, here we are. Let's go back to first principles, and these values are, you know, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, these good civil things that we want our leaders to demonstrate to us. So I think it's quite interesting that, who knows, we might be on a verge here of a revival of some sort, George, because, you know, the people are calling out for godly principles and godly character right now.
Yeah, and I think this is a time when voters have to recognize, all right, voting is a risk. And the only way to lower that risk as you make these choices about people who, for the most part, you've never met, you've never talked to them, you don't know them, you're just relying upon second, third, fourth-hand reports about what they represent, how they're going to behave, et cetera. And so, yeah, this, you know, voting shouldn't just be seen as, oh, yeah, get me a pencil, I'm going to check off a few names here. No, mm-hmm. This is hard work where you've got to invest time and energy and intellect in knowing who to choose. And in order to do that, you also have to understand your own values, your own vision, your morals, who you are, because you want the country to reflect that kind of person. And so this is a period of time where we have to demand good leadership. But part of that responsibility isn't just on the leaders. It's also on us to figure out who those people are and then to hold them accountable while they're in office. This can't be like what we do with church. And right. Forgive me if this sounds sanctimonious or negative. I don't mean it that way. But my research for 40-plus years shows that at this point in American history, most people settle for a church that checks off a bunch of the boxes, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. And when we don't get what we need, whether it's true biblical teaching, whether it's great discipleship formation, whether it's dynamic, deep worship, I mean, whatever it may be, if we're not getting that, we're just settling for what we are getting, rather than saying, wait a minute, I'm going to answer to a holy and righteous God who's going to ask me why I settled when it came to knowing, loving, and serving Him. And
amen.
It's going to be the same thing with our government, because we are responsible as the stewards of our culture. That's what Christians are. We are responsible for making sure that this becomes a culture that honors and glorifies God. And we
That's
can't
it.
Just sit back and settle for what the masses have allowed to get into office. We have a responsibility to lead that process based on biblical principles.
Well, what a great service, George, that you've done to the American people here, because as you point out, there is so much here. I mean, the numbers are a clear majority, a super majority, 76%, you know, in some cases, where these are important issues and values that we all can agree on and believe on. And we need to realize that we are not each other's enemy. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. How can people be in touch with you, George?
They can read all of this. We put it up on the website for free, so check it out at culturalresearchcenter.com.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Los Angeles Unified School District downplayed the severity of last month's cyber attack and subsequent data leak of district information during a Monday news conference. The attack and system outage at LAUSD was first reported on September 5th. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
No evidence of current employee information based on our analysis.
The man accused of fatally driving over six Christmas parade goers during the Waukesha parade in Wisconsin last year was tossed from court multiple times for a series of strange outbursts on Monday. 40-year-old Daryl Brooks disrupted proceedings ahead of jury selection, forcing the judge to take numerous breaks and to eventually instruct him to participate from another room. The suspected murderer, who is representing himself, is intentionally disrespecting Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, arguing he did not recognize the judge or the state of Wisconsin. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Jeff Kemp is going to be joining us here in just a few momentitos. Jeff, of course, the former NFL quarterback and author and ministry leader. We have been investing the last 6 weeks or so on men because it's so important. And men, it's time to huddle up here. Because we got to figure out, you know, what is the next play? What are we doing here? I mean, as Jeff and I laid out previously in the previous weeks, you know, kind of a state of the union, that men are under attack. And why are men under attack? Because we are, ultimately, we are the line of defense. We are the protectors of our wives, our families, our children. And as the Bible will clear to remind us that what happens is that is the target. We are the target of the evil one who will tie us up, will bind us up, distract us from our mission so that they can have their way with the assets that we so cherish in our lives. So Jeff Kemp is with us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing well, thank you. And relative to men, last night, my church, we rented out the stadium, War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, Arkansas. It holds 50,000. We had 400 guys, and we filled the floor of the stadium playing games, throwing footballs, and playing cornhole. And then we're leading men to join six-week little Bible studies with a good workbook, so we want to get men into teams and huddles. And I just came from Spokane, Washington, where I did the same thing. We had a weekend men's retreat, and we met with some leaders, and we're calling every single man there into deep friendship with two other guys, saying, hey, Jesus had friends, and that changed the world. What if we went back to having committed weekly, share your life, no secrets, have your back, support each other so we can be better husbands, better dads, honest employers, honest employees, men of God who, like you said, protect and defend and nurture and make life better for our daughters and sons and wives and women. So good call. I'm looking forward to talking today.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, some people may say 400 people in a building of 50,000, that only illustrates how little it takes to send the evil one to flight, right? We're told that, you know, just even two people can send thousands to flight, right? And so here you are. That's an illustration of a small, this is like Gideon's army that has been thinned out to say, okay, it's time to really look at those who are really serious about the issue here. We can't patty cake, you know, through life right now. Those times are gone. We have to understand the seriousness of the times, Jeff, and this is, I believe, why God has anointed you and has put this on your heart and on the hearts of other men to realize, hey, look, we've got to be serious about the Father's business here. And we have to fortify and have people around us who are watching our six, that are praying for us, that are holding us accountable because of what's on the line, as you and I have been discussing for the last 6 weeks.
You know, masculinity and manhood have been, as you said, under attack, made fun of, mocked, and then morphed. And if you take a look at fashion and music and many things, you'll see there's an androgynous movement that tries to say there's no real difference between men and women. Obviously, the feminist movement has had a lot of influence. And in some ways, it was needed because women haven't been honored as equals. But a man who is the equal to a woman is also the one who is supposed to honor, protect, and defend a woman. And that's what masculinity is. It's strength for others.
Right.
And
well, the thing,
we men need to get together to remind ourselves, what is the definition of manhood? Well, it's Jesus and being like him. What is masculinity? Christ-like strength on behalf of others. And how do we live this way, not in isolation, not as lone rangers? We do it in brotherhood. We don't really know how to be a dad, Bill, until you know, you have a kid and you think, holy cow, the world's changing. What am I going to do? Go ask another dad. Go to the church and say, how do I father? God wants us to depend on him and the brotherhood to learn masculinity and to learn fatherhood and to learn. Because men tend to be isolated and kind of proud, but also afraid of failure when they're by themselves. But when you get together with other men, you figure it out. And you can you can do this manhood thing as a team, which is your call and my call to men.
Exactly. And part of the process is the basis is vulnerability. As I tell people all the time, Jeff, we really know each other's baggage. I mean, we may not know the full story, but we get an idea of strengths and weaknesses when you're around somebody long enough. So you're really not hiding, you know, anything. But what you hope to build in these accountability groups, we call them encouragement teams, E-teams, is that you would build an environment of transparency where, as the Bible says, you confess your sins one to another. By confessing your sins, you know, it's being that's an intimation. It's a suggestion. It's a directive to say that you're going to be so vulnerable with another person. And you say, hey, Jeff, this is what I'm dealing with, man. You know, and then Jeff comes along and says, Bill, look, I get it. You know what? Stacey and I were dealing with the same thing 5 years ago. And this is what this is what we use. This is what worked for us. And, you know, I'm going to pray. Let's pray right now that we bring Jesus into this situation to give us wisdom, because there is something here. The fact that that's happening to you right now, this is not by accident. Okay. God is bringing this into your life for an important reason. So let's pray about that. Okay. And let's put sin in its proper perspective. We're going to bind that. We're going to bring it into the throne room of Christ and let that sin consciousness and that effect of sin be obliterated because of the power of the blood of Christ on the cross. And we're going to hold on. We're going to let go of that. And we're going to hold on to that higher calling that God has in this issue that you're dealing with right now. Does that make sense?
Right on. Yeah, I'll give you a quick illustration. I have two huddle buddies, Greg and Pete. We talk every week, sometimes by Zoom, sometimes live. And I went away for a weekend of travel, and I was speaking to men, and I heard a couple in the room next door to me having their fun sexual escapade, and it was noisy, and I listened to it extensively.
And it was kind of a temptation that I didn't stop myself from. And I knew that I wanted to confess that, to break the power of it, but not just to God, who I'd already prayed to, who, and I know who already forgives it in Christ. But I knew Monday when I got together with Pete, and because Greg was out of town, that I wanted to share it with him. But I was, you know, embarrassed and wondered what he would think. Oh, Jeff really isn't as mature as I thought. Mm. You know what? The minute I told Pete, he smiled, leaned across the table, said, thank you for being honest. And they said, dude, for 3 weeks, there's been something that I wanted to confess, and I haven't told anyone. I'm going to tell you. And then he confessed it to me. And all of a sudden, Bill, Jeff and Pete were way stronger than we were before we told one another. We did what you just said. Confess your sins one to another. It's written down in the book of James 5:16. But you know what? Most men tend to isolate themselves. And Proverbs says, if a man isolates himself, he's seeking his own selfish desires, and he's breaking out against all wisdom and sound judgment. What you're saying is, if a guy's willing to get vulnerable and tell his messy temptations and struggles and let his motivations be questioned before he goes forward to do something, mm-hmm. puts his stuff on the table with a friend, then he is made much more wise, much more strong. And if he confesses his sin, the Bible says he's set free. Now, Jesus forgave you, but if you don't confess it to someone else, you're not accountable.
We got a minute left, Jeff. Go ahead.
That's a minute left. So, I'd like to encourage every guy there to ask God, who are two friends that I can call up, ask if they'd like to go deeper in friendship, and aim for this. Consistency every week, a defined purpose to be stronger men and closer to Christ, confidential, you're not there to fix each other, and have a good time praying for each other, supporting each other. And I'll help you. Go to menhuddle.com and download the playbook for deep level 5 friendship. Let's start huddling as men to be everything Christ wants us to be.
Father, we thank you for the vision that you have for each of your men and the higher calling for a time such as this as that you have for each of us. May we be strong in the Lord and the power of your might and seek you every day of our life. Thank you, Jeff Kemp. Appreciate it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Time for the Good News Girl. You can always check her out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. All these viral videos that she reports on every week. Many she reports on. There's some that we don't get to, and you can see them for yourself right there at Sam's Corner. So is Sam with us now? Okay, great. She is with us now. We've got her in between. This is how dedicated she is. She's at a doctor's appointment, and she's telling the doctor, hey, stand by. You can sit in my waiting room because I got to talk to Bill Martinez here.
Well, that's I actually was supposed to be there, and I rescheduled it so that I'd be able to be here today.
Oh, no, you rescheduled. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. So, But I like my story. It sounded a little bit more, this dedication that you have to giving us these viral reports every week that you're willing to, postpone your doctor's appointment. Well, we appreciate it. Well, this first story, it's interesting, throughout life, and of course you'll find this out pretty soon yourself, as you are with child and, children just love to express themselves on walls, on places, anywhere. I mean, you give them crayons, and next thing you know, you've got artwork in places that you didn't expect, and there's just not enough cleaning material, it seems like. And finally, in some cases, the kid is so artistic, you just give up and you say, don't worry, honey, we're just going to repaint the room.
That's right.
when he gets on the other side of this phase, right? But what happens if you keep growing up and you're a now you're a professor and you're married and you don't have a parent there to tell you, hey, don't squiggle on the wall. So what you do is you make sure you marry somebody who appreciates your art and lets you write all over your entire house, including the toilet, the ceilings. I mean, this first story is incredible about this UK artist who has, he says, made his childhood dream a reality after covering every inch of his house in doodles, huh?
And when he says every inch, I mean, this is every inch. This is a huge house. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think it was $1.5 million house he purchased about 3 years ago, and it took him 3 years of doodling, starting in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. In order to do this. And if you look, it's just all black and white doodles. There's like a white base and black and a black paint. And he just went crazy. I think he used 238 gallons of white paint and 286 bottles of black drawing paint. And honestly, it's it's kind of like mesmerizing to watch him go through the house. There's a video. His name is Sam Cox. He's known professionally as Mr. Doodle. You know, he has millions of followers on Instagram, and he's actually a pretty well-known artist who's also married to another artist named Elena, which I think helps with her support of his work. She's been known to color in some of his doodles.
Yes.
But, you know, so this is a lifelong dream of his, and he decides, I'm going to go for it. And, I mean, every inch of his house, I watched the video tour going through, and it shows the progress. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about the bed sheets, like the tables,
he did statuary outside the house. Statuary is even doodled on, right? I mean, there's nothing.
Yes.
I mean, and the dog keeps looking at him like, don't you think about it. Get away from me. Get your doodle pen away from me. You ain't doodling me.
I mean, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he gave the dog a little outfit with some doodles on it, because he even has his clothes to match it. And I'm like, you know, this place is going to be, there's going to be somebody who wants, I feel like it's going to be a museum of sorts one day, because it's just so iconic. Mm-hmm. For somebody to have spent that much time and dedication doing it, you know, this is like doodle on another level. And he's actually a very successful artist. He's even sold works for up to $1 million. So, I mean, this house is going to, I wonder how much the house value is.
Yeah, exactly. What is it about people with red hair that are so eclectic? And I remember reading a book sometime that I think somebody said there, you know, all the people that were headed were from the, you know, planet of Arian or something. I vaguely remember some association with some outside planet. But I find people who are, you know, have red hair are just quirky. They're fun people to be around them, and they're interesting. But, you know, I mean, with him, I guess you'd be spending time with him, you'd have to be in the middle of his doodles. And I thought it was great that he and his wife had matching doodle outfits, huh?
Oh, I think so, too. It's great that she's so supportive, because, you know, this would never have worked otherwise. It would drive you crazy if you weren't on the same page.
I mean, their breakfast wear, you know, their plates, everything, it all matches, you know, cookies. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, they've really taken this theme to its ultimate, I guess. Wow, it's incredible.
Anybody who has time, take a look at it, right? Like, because you can't really appreciate how intense every inch of this house is.
Well, and the thing is, you probably don't want to see it with your kids around, because if you have a doodling, aspiring artist in the household that sees this, then get ready, because you could find your toilet covered in doodles very quickly, I guess. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, hey, you can send Sam an email and tell her thank you very much, because what their son is doing to their house, and who knows, maybe, and who knows, maybe this what do you pay, $1.5 million for the house?
That's right. I'm wondering how much it's going to value.
Well, I mean, you know, 3 years worth of investment in this deal, and for doodle aficionados, I mean, maybe it's doubled in price or value. I don't know, you know. Of course, some people, it would be heartbreaking. Somebody buys the house and just then repaints it, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
3 years
I thought
of all
about that
work, right? Oh, man, that would hurt. All right. Hey, this next story, you've got an Australian football players. The players themselves have invited the water boy to celebrate with them. This is cool. This is neat they did this.
So the Sydney Swans, they won the cup in the AFL Grand Final, which is similar to the U.S. Super Bowl. But Sam Morfitt, he's 29 years old. He has Down syndrome. And he's been the water boy for the team known as the Geelong Football Club from Victoria. They're also known as the Cats. And like I said, he's 29 years old. He has Down syndrome, and he's the head water boy. And last weekend, you know, Geelong defeated the Sydney Swans to win the cup. And afterwards, the captain, Joel Selwood, he spotted Morfitt up in the stands, and he invited him onto the field to participate. So you have to imagine this is like the Super Bowl. And
I saw this footage. And I'm telling you, it brought tears to my eyes. It just so touched me that, you know, the team would be, the captain of the team would be so sensitive to this. And you can see Sam's dad, his relatives right there. They were just so appreciative. And, you know, it's just a real precious moment. And what this team did, you know, for this young man, and I think anybody that has a heart toward just toward their fellow man like this, to recognize and honor. Here they are in the midst of all their glory. They're winning a championship, and he has the sense and wisdom and conscience to share it with the water boy. How many yes. other teams would have just ignored it, walked by, thought nothing, and just let it go? But no, not this team. This says something about the character of the team. And you know, this is awesome. I'm glad they won. I'm glad they shared their joy and their victory with this young man. This is really, if you see this footage, I'm telling you, I challenge you to try to hold a dry eye to this. This is just a real special moment. Yeah.
And, you know, you see it at first, and then I thought it was good to know more to the story, because I saw the footage going viral of, you know, Sam being mm-hmm. pulled down, and to realize the significance, like, okay, this is like the equivalent of the Super Bowl, and this captain
exactly.
of the team is going mm-hmm. to get the water boy and bring him onto the field and, like, celebrate with him. I mean, that's the moment, you know, many people dream of, and it was just the inclusion
right.
there. It just really melts your heart.
And the water boy's response was like, me? You want me down? You want,
yeah.
you know, kind of, he was like, he wasn't sure of what what the team captain was asking of him. He just was so, and he was just so excited, because then at that point, the joy just poured out of him, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now
cool.
we all get to share in it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, enjoy it. And like I said, I dare you to have a dry eye. A 100-year-old woman adopts an 11-year-old dog in a perfect senior match. Interesting. Okay, tell us about this.
So Joanna Carrington, she actually grew up in, like, war-torn Germany in an orphanage, so she was never able to have pets when she was a child. But when she's gotten older, she's actually made up for it. You know, even at one point, her and her husband were up to 8 Pekingese, which I'm sure was kind of chaotic and fun at their house.
Right.
But so recently she lost her pet, you know, and she's feeling lonely. I mean, they're really just our companions. They're our cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. They're companions. Yeah. They just, there's something about it that really helps us. And anyway, so mm-hmm. whenever she told her daughter that she'd like to adopt another dog, you know, she's 100 years old, and her daughter was worried that this would interfere with her being able to adopt. And fortunately, one of their neighbors was a volunteer for Muttville Senior Dog Rescue in San Francisco. And they decided to adopt her with, or to match her with a senior. It's a little dog, Chihuahua. It's a Chihuahua mix, and he's 11 years old. And
oh, wow. yeah.
I just thought, this is the perfect solution, you know, like, because their senior dogs a lot of times have a hard time
exactly
getting
right.
matched. And mm-hmm. so now that little senior dog, I have a feeling he's going to be spoiled to the
oh,
end of
are
time.
You are you kidding me? Exactly. Is this like a Guinness Book of World Record? I mean, a 100-year-old woman adopting a dog? This has got to be a record.
Know.
I've not heard of anything like this, right?
How cool
is that?
It might be.
Oh, and by the way, and we'll probably hear more about it in the weeks coming, a lot of stories, a lot of heroic stories of everyday, you know, men and women that were heroes during Hurricane Ian, right? And we only got about 15 seconds, so we really can't get much into this. But go to Sam's Corner, read about it, and you'll read about how this young man has now become everyone's boyfriend for saving a cat. She is the Good News Girl, Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Take care. Be well.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you...